Something I failed to lift up in the announcements. I hope you all had an awesome Thanksgiving. Wasn't it an awesome time? Family be able to get together and everything, hang out, eat too much, right? Or is that just me? Anyway, hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I want to start something this morning I've done for a long time and haven't done here. I always like to start with a joke, and it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the sermon, but I think it's so important that as we worship God that we have humor involved. And those of you who've listened to my sermons week after week know that I truly believe in that, because there's some... Anyway, forget it. One day, a young mother and her kindergarten-age son were driving down the street. The little boy asked, "Mommy, why do the idiots only come out when Daddy drives?" Okay, man, you can laugh. It's okay. I will be reading from Hosea 1 through 11, and I want you to know when Hosea speaks of Egypt, just some things here to help you out as I read this. It's reminding the people of their bondage while in Egypt and how God brought them out. In verse 2, it mentions Baals, and Baals are idol gods of other religions that require sacrifice to those idols, as well as dealings with temple prostitutes. Ephraim in the scripture in verse 3 and 8 and 9 is another name for the northern kingdom of Israel. If you remember right, the Hebrew people were split into the northern and southern kingdoms by this time. Israel was the northern kingdom. Judah was the southern kingdom. Ephraim was one of Joseph's sons and was so loved in Israel that Israel became known as Ephraim. And so people in literature and things, people referred to Israel as that. Also, the cities of Admah and Zeboim in verse 8 are cities that were destroyed along with Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible. So just so you know, when I read those things, what they're referring to, I thought that might be important to you. So Hosea 11 is what we're reading. If you could get out the Pew Bibles, or hopefully you brought your own Bible, get that out. Hosea chapter 11. Now, Hosea is right after, if I can get back here, because I've forgotten myself, Daniel, the book of Daniel. And it's right before, it's a minor prophet, is who it's right before Joel and all the other, Amos, Micah, all those other minor prophets in the Bible. So I invite you to take those, your Bibles out, Hosea chapter 11. We'll be reading from verse 1 through 11. Once you find that, if you could stand with me and shut the Bible on your finger, and let's rise and let's stand and say this like we mean it this morning. Let's raise our Bible above our heads and say the Bible pledge. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. So please remain standing as we read Hosea chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. When Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the more they went from me. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and offering incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. They shall return to the land of Egypt, and Assyria shall be their king, because they have refused to return to me. The sword rages in their cities. It consumes their oracle priests and devours because of their schemes. My people are bent on turning away from me. To the Most High they call, but He does not raise them up at all. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim, for I am God and no mortal, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. They shall go after the Lord who roars like a lion. When he roars, his children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling like birds from Egypt and like doves from the land of Assyria, and I will return them to their homes, says the Lord. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.